right, back on the Young Turks. So let's go over a couple of things here. First, just fun little fact that I promised you guys, showboating. So that's a term that you know you've heard your whole life, but I didn't know where it came from. Do you know where it comes from?
No.
From people
who have good yachts or something. I don't know.
No, it's not a bad guess. It is literally about boats. What's that?
Shows on a boat.
Shows on a boat? No. It's again all very logical and fair guesses. I was just reading about Fred Trump and the lessons that he taught Donald Trump. So Fred's obviously his dad, and he taught him all about self-promotion. And what they used to do back in the day is when people were swimming out in the ocean, and again, in the olden days, less pools, everybody's in the ocean, yada, yada, right? And if you see the old pictures of like Coney Island and stuff, like there's a million people in the water. So they would hire boats to go and do advertising, okay? Mm-hmm. And they would, they'd like launch balloons from the boats, they'd launch ads from the boats, etc. And that would be showboating.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Fred Trump used to do all the time. He would showboat. So Donald Trump learned the art of showboating. And boy, did that actually happen, right? And come on a mass scale. But that's literally where it comes from. It's a fun little fact. We're moving forward. So these next two stories are all about alternate universes. I don't mean in a metaphysical sense. So we did the interview with Elizabeth Warren. Lots of interesting thoughts about it online, right? I see the headlines, you know, as George Bush would say. Mm-hmm. No, so I read a lot of the comments because I was genuinely curious what the audience thought. And oh wait, I have a super interesting story about that too. Okay, so a couple of things out of it. I asked her about Bernie Sanders, and did she regret not endorsing him when it could have made a difference? I hadn't noticed how many times I asked, but one of the viewers noticed that I asked about it three times. Like I followed up. She said something, I followed up, and then I followed up again. Now, some of the reaction online was it was a total softball interview. Okay, wait, but no one's ever asked her about that. That's the main point I want to make. Isn't that amazing that no one has ever asked her, hey, you're the second most progressive senator or considered as such, right? And the most progressive senator was running, why didn't you endorse him?
Because the establishment press genuinely believes, or at least have convinced themselves that Hillary Clinton is progressive. So they don't find it weird that Elizabeth Warren would endorse Hillary
Clinton. In fact, they find it weird that she didn't. Remember, she didn't endorse him until the all the primary elections were over. And she was the last woman senator to endorse. And whenever they talk about her, they talk about her in that context. Now remember, she was not sufficiently loyal. She was the last woman senator to endorse. Because there's a special place in hell and all
that. Which, by the way, furthers your point about how she's really bad at politics. She's great at policy, bad at politics. Because she held out, right, which pissed off the Bernie Sanders supporters, which I totally understand, pissed me off too. And then once she finally endorsed Hillary, the Hillary supporters and the establishment was like,
not good
too
enough.
Late, not good enough. Exactly. So it's just one political miscalculation after the other. Policy, she's always in the right place.
But yeah, not always, but almost always.
Almost always, yeah. Like, you know, some of her stances on Israel and stuff I don't agree with, but that's whatever. Yeah,
it's fairly normal.
Yeah.
So, and then I explained at the time why it was such a terrible miscalculation for another reason, which is that the Clintons only respect power. So if she had endorsed Bernie from day one, she would have had a much better chance of being picked as vice president. Because what they would have then thought is, well, okay, a way to get the Bernie Sanders supporters is not by going to Bernie, because that guy will light the place on fire, right? Mm-hmm. No. Oh, we can get Elizabeth Warren, who we think we can control, right? Mm-hmm. And she backed Bernie early, it's a perfect move, and then I give the la la la. Mm-hmm. But since she didn't do that, she didn't have as much value to them. So totally wrongly played, in my opinion, as far as politics. Okay. Now, We thought it was an interesting question. Obviously, you guys thought it was an interesting question. When I say you guys, I don't mean the members. I mean the whole audience, right? Anyone who watched the interview on TYT Interviews or watched the clips on TYT.
I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think that your suspicion that it would have played out differently had she endorsed Bernie Sanders is wrong.
Entirely possible.
Right? Because like she chose Tim Kaine. No, she would not go after someone who would endorse a progressive like Bernie. There's no way. She chose Tim Kaine. Where's Tim Kaine, by the way? Mm-hmm. Tim Kaine's gone. He was never there to begin with. He's been gone from the beginning.
Yeah. Tim Kaine was a ghost. So one of the reasons that I said that Donald Trump would win on ABC, and now look, guys, you guys are members, you saw the whole thing play out. By the end, I thought Hillary would win because the poll, we were on the last day and the poll showed her winning. And so I went back and forth on that, yada, yada. But what I never went back and forth on was that it was going to be a close election. And nobody else thought it was going to be a close election. So bottom line is, why did I think it was going to be a close election? One of the reasons I had stated back then on the show, not on ABC, was Tim Kaine. I said, because it shows you two things. One, most importantly, it shows you hubris. Mm-hmm. I don't need any stinking progressives. I don't need anything. I'm going to take a non-factor, non-person, non-entity who won't stand in my way at all. Mm-hmm. And so, because I already won. You pick Tim Kaine if you think you already won. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, I was worried that meant that enough progressives would not show up to vote for her because she gave him nothing, right? Now they will say that's so unfair. We gave you goddamn liberals some platform positions, which we were never going to abide by anyway, and you knew we were fucking with you. But anyway, I gave you platform positions. But look at the construction of that sentence, not the one I just said, but the way that they would frame it.
Right.
We gave you liberals platform positions.
Right.
Right. Well, then you're surprised that not enough progressives voted for you, right? Or showed up to vote because you didn't give, you guys know all this stuff. Okay, so it is entirely possible that she would have picked Tim Kaine anyway, mm-hmm. even if Elizabeth Warren had done. I think Elizabeth Warren would have had a better chance mm-hmm. of getting picked, mm-hmm. but it might not have gone that way anyway, so I'm with you. Okay, so I brought all this up because we sent that to the press. There's not one press outlet in the country who's interested in Elizabeth Warren's support for Bernie Sanders, either in the last election, also we sent the clip about the next election, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They love to speculate about the next election.
That's a good point.
Favorite thing in the world, yep. right? Would Elizabeth Warren support Bernie Sanders if she does not run? Look, to be unfair to me, that's a meet the press question. Mm-hmm. They love that stuff, mm-hmm. right? No press has covered it at all.
Well, they're too busy covering Russia,
yeah.
which is literally the only thing that MSNBC and CNN covers right now. The only thing.
So I'm going to get to that next,
yeah.
right? Because it's perfectly related, as you rightly point out. But it goes to the alternate universes. In the universe of progressive voters who we know only 1,000 times better than any schmuck in Washington, or anyone else in certainly in television, they legitimately think Bernie's not a real candidate. I mean, Bernie's too old. It's not Bernie. I mean, why are we having conversations about Bernie? If you asked her about Biden, that would have been interesting. Mm-hmm. If you asked her about Cory Booker, that would have been interesting, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe Al Franken or Klobuchar. I'm sorry, state of Minnesota, and I'm now bordering on picking on you too much. But nobody from Minnesota is going to win a goddamn thing, okay? Okay, so I know I'm a bad guy.
Dude, but look,
okay.
Just really quick about Franken, real quick. The propaganda machine's working, man.
Oh, he's
it's
all
working.
Over TV,
he's all over the place. He's all over NPR. I have good friends of mine who recently came to me, several people, not just a few, and they're like, "What do you think about Franken?"
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why in a second. First, let me shit on Minnesota a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. In a ode to Chris Cornell, I'm looking California, but I am feeling Minnesota. Everybody talked about Tim Pawlenty on the Republican side, mm-hmm. and you remember I used to shit all over that guy. Said that guy's going to be the first one out. He's a loser. No one has any interest in Tim fucking Pawlenty. Guess what? First one out. okay? Mm-hmm. That guy never had a fucking career in 2012. Oh, Tim Pawlenty, Tim Pawlenty. I'm like, the only people who like Tim Pawlenty are assholes like Joe Scarborough, who like, oh, all my buddies in Washington like Tim Pawlenty. I'm like, nobody knows Tim Pawlenty. Nobody likes Tim Pawlenty. Nobody thinks a goddamn thing about Tim Pawlenty. Okay, mm-hmm. loser, boy, right? And so Klobuchar is not that. I don't want you to get me wrong. Klobuchar has ups and downs and is an interesting, well, it's not an interesting person. But she has ups and downs, and I'm not hating on her. But as a candidate, my honest assessment is 0% chance. She is an uninteresting, bland candidate from Minnesota that no one in the world knows, right or wrong, right? No one knows her. No one in the country is actually interested in Amy Klobuchar. Mm. But in Washington, Klobuchar. They're mental. But we live in alternate universes where they think Amy Klobuchar might win. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact she has a 0% chance, maybe negative. Mm-hmm. Okay. The only other person from Minnesota, and by the way, Minnesota is that shit on you. Let me just say, it's nothing personal. Paul Wellstone was from Minnesota, and Paul Wellstone was a rock star. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he was awesome. So it's not just because you're from Minnesota, just random coincidence. Mm-hmm. Okay. Franken. Change on the outside.
Yes.
Continuity
totally.
On the inside.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's different. You progressives, you like different, right? Al Franken's different, and he was a comedian, but we all know him in Washington. We all really like him, and he's playing it really, really safe. I mean, yeah, that's the change we need, right? Al Franken coming to SNL. Al Franken, right? They think they're so clever. They don't even like, actually, to be fair to them, it's not a conspiracy. It's groupthink. Mm-hmm. So Franken. But some folks know, right?
I wonder how much of their decision to promote him has to do with like their. I wonder if they think that young people, young voters that supported Bernie would look at Franken and be like, yeah, he's young and he's
a yeah.
And it just shows you how out of touch they really are. The establishment is so incredibly out of touch. People didn't like Bernie because they thought he was hip or cool. He's like the antithesis. Like if you just look at him, he's the antithesis of hip or cool, you know? He looks like a mess. But I'm just keeping it 100. I love Bernie. He's a mess. Right? Okay, like he's all over the place in terms of optics and in terms of the way he looks. But the reason why people love him is because he listens to us. He provides a voice for the voiceless, right? And that's the reason why we think he's hip and cool. It's not about how young he is. It's not about his career as a comedian. It's not about whatever, his hair. None of that shit matters. And I hate how people assume that younger generations are so incredibly superficial that all they care about is like bullshit characteristics, yep. Like whether or not the person's a comedian. Franken has been pretty much absent ever since he was elected.
And you guys are members of the Young Turks, so likely you know a lot about politics, right?
Yeah.
But the average person doesn't even know that Al Franken was a comedian. The average person doesn't know who Al Franken is.
I don't think okay. The average person even gives a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to them, Al Franken looks like a standard politician. And look, again, I'm not hating on Al Franken. Upsides, downsides. He did a great job. Really good job in questioning Sessions, who we showed a clip that
right.
caught him lying, you know, or set up a situation where if he was lying, he'd be in a lot of trouble. So well played on that. They had some really good questions for Gorsuch, one of the few guys that he did.
But weren't those layups?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the other senators didn't do it as well. So, but he's playing politics. The main thing is, and I'm not trying to even blame people in this case, because you know why I keep thinking, and you know, guys, I love Ben and Michael, but Ben and Michael are talking about Al Franken, right?
Disaster.
So there, and if Ben was here, he'd be yelling at us right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And he would say that we're full of ourselves and we don't know, etc. But we fought those battles before. And you know what happened, right? I was the guy who was an idiot because I thought Trump could win the Republican primary. Right? I was an idiot because I thought Bernie Sanders had a chance against Hillary Clinton. Maybe I'm not such an idiot, right? So now, again, Ben will be on the show another time and Michael will, and they'll get to make their case, etc. But they really, it is It's the groupthink is amazing, amazing, amazing. And by the way, our groupthink maybe is amazing. So my point is that we just don't live in the same worlds anymore. Like him, he's getting positive Franken, Bernie, no way, no way, no way. We're in our world, and maybe we're wrong, Franken has no chance. Mm-hmm. No chance, Klobuchar, no chance, no, all these people, no chance, Booker, no chance, right? So, but what's wonderful is we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out who's right and wrong. That's why I love saying things ahead of time, right?
I don't know if I could survive a repeat of 2016.
Oh, well, buckle up, embrace for impact.
It's incredibly painful.
Oh, I mean, if you thought 2016 was bad, 2020 is the battle to end all battles. It is civil war on steroids. But the good news is we're gonna rout them. And if you thought they were surprised by Trump, whoever the progressive candidate is, at this point it's likely to be but Bernie, but who knows, there's a whole another 2-3 years, right? If it's Bernie, how easy he wins will be fucking hilarious. Hear me now, quote me later, okay? They will hit him with everything they got, and they'll even think like, why is the old man trying again? That's embarrassing. That's how it'll start. Hear me now, quote me later. They will say it's embarrassing that he's trying again, okay? And when the rubber hits the road and we hit the battlefield, he will fucking rout them, okay? Mm-hmm. See, I already have the slogan, Bernie at 79 or 109. Every Bernie supporter who hears that goes, fuck yeah.
Is he gonna be 79?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, but there's a been
no,
saying
I
over
mean,
and over.
He's got my vote. There's no question. I don't give a
Joe
fuck.
Joe Biden, number one among the establishment. Joe right, Biden, man. Joe Biden's gonna back out. Joe Biden's gonna back out. I love Joe Biden. Okay? And I kinda like Joe Biden, right? Yeah. But it ain't gonna be Joe Biden. He's gonna be 78. No difference at all. Yet the establishment says mm-hmm. Joe Biden is awesome and has every chance in the world, and Bernie Sanders is clearly, clearly too old.
By the way, the establishment also, look, based on the coverage that I hear on NPR and stuff like that, they consider Elizabeth Warren too old.
No. She's right on the edge. Mm-hmm. Because they're not sure if she's establishment
run.
Or progressive.
Oh, that's
okay. No, and like we're not sure.
Right.
Our audience isn't sure and the establishment isn't sure. Only Elizabeth Warren knows, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, better than Bernie, but no, probably too old. She's 71, 7 years young. She will be 71, 7 years younger than Joe Biden. But she's probably too old, but Joe's fine.
Do you and look, this is based on speculation. Do you think he's gonna run?
Bernie?
Yeah.
If I had to bet now, I would bet yes.
I really hope he runs. And we got to do something.
We got to do something. We're going to get him elected. That's what we're going to do.
No, that's what I'm saying. We got to get him elected, / we got to get our hands on human growth hormone and make sure that we pump him with full of those drugs.
Bernie is 79 or 109. Bernie at 79 or Trump at any age. Over. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, now we go to the alternate universe of cable news. I don't watch cable news ever, unless it's like on a plane or a treadmill and I happen to catch it and I'm like, all right, here, let's see what these goofballs are up to, right? So even though as much as I shit on cable news, I don't know how bad it is. So people who watch cable news, and this is part of my theory, is that Jimmy and Jordan and those guys hate the Russia angle because they watch so much more cable news than I do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, he probably did the Russian deal. Why are you guys getting all upset that it's not a real thing? Because apparently on cable news, it's all they talk about.
So let me jump in because we were talking about this during a break and I think that it's a huge miscalculation by the mainstream press, right? So look, some of you are gonna hate me for saying this, and it's fine, but I'm gonna stand by this statement. I like Rachel Maddow. Okay, she has.
Hold on. I'm wondering what controversial thing you were going to say. That's not that controversial.
No. Right now, I think it is among a progressive audience. I think it absolutely is, especially with the way she played the past election, and also some of her editorial decisions for her show as of late. Right. Mm-hmm. And I understand those criticisms, and to a pretty large extent, I agree with those criticisms. However, I think that she's smart. I think that her show, you know, if you take all the superfluous Russia coverage out of it, is a good show. She does a lot of research, and I always learn something when I watch her show, right? So when I'm driving home from work, when I'm driving home from work, oftentimes her show will be on Sirius Radio, and I'll listen to it, right? And it hit me recently that every single time I turn on CNN or MSNBC, it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, they will 100% be discussing Russia. And so I am not in the camp of, oh, the Russia stuff is made up. I think that there's something there, right? However, I think that it's a miscalculation to keep talking about that story 24/7, because even I am now like rolling my eyes every time I hear a story about Russia. Because I'm fatigued, I'm tired of it, right? Like, I'm starting to think like, this is not about providing news, this is about propaganda, right?
It's total propaganda.
And I think, again, it's a huge miscalculation, because it makes people who otherwise would be interested in that story, who would be inclined to believe that story, it makes them want to doubt it. You know, makes you want to question it, because you're like, why are they? There's so much more happening in the world right now. There's so much more happening in this country right now. Why aren't they covering those stories?
It's absolute malpractice. Look at all the interesting stories. I mean, every day I get pissed at us because we don't do enough stories.
Yeah, totally.
Right? I mean, it's amazing stories. The tiger swan story. That was amazing. These fucking mercenaries who are calling American protesters jihadis and putting them on a list of persons of interest and working with the FBI. That's an amazing story.
Yes.
And cable news will never cover it. Never. They won't cover any of it. They won't come anywhere near it. Okay, and you know I'm in a unique position, because there's no one more convinced in America that he did a criminal financial deal with the Russians than me.
Yeah. Right?
I'm nearly certain of it. I think it'll probably cost him his presidency. I think it's monumentally important. And will you shut the fuck up about Russia already?
Right. And by the way,
and I don't even watch cable news. Based on your guys' description,
yeah.
I'm so tired of it.
And it's not to say that they shouldn't cover Russia at all. I mean, we cover Russia,
of course.
Right? But it's a pretty small portion of our show, because there'll be an update. We report on the update. We share what we think about it. And then we move on to all these other stories that we think are super interesting and just as important, if not in some cases more important, right? Yeah. Like First Amendment rights being trampled on by governmental officials and you know, mercenaries and all that. That's fucking insane. Like that's a huge story. That should be the lead story of every political show in America. But it's not, it wasn't, right?
It wasn't covered by, to my knowledge, wasn't covered by a single one of them.
Right.
So that's why if you watch TV, you become more ignorant by the day. It is not, does not have a liberal bias, it does not have a conservative bias, it has an establishment bias. And so why does the establishment want to talk only about Russia? Because it does two things. They don't like Trump, so it is the most efficient way to get Trump out of office, true. And it lets them avoid all policy issues, because policy issues lead to the donor class being unpopular. So if you talked about all those things, it would hurt corporate interests. And the last thing they want to do is hurt corporate interests.
And also, just keep in mind that Trump supporters do not give a fuck about Russia. If there was evidence, like clear proof, evidence indicating that there was collusion and even obstruction of justice, they don't care. The only thing they care about is policy and how it's going to affect them. They care about their pocketbooks, they care about their quality of life, and the mainstream press is ignoring those stories that they care about the most. Yeah. And then they wonder, why are people turning on us? Why aren't people watching us? Why do people call us fake news? I don't think they're fake news, okay? I think sometimes they might get stories wrong. I think sometimes they focus or harp on the wrong story for too long. But the reason why there's this pushback against the mainstream press is because they are not covering or voicing the concerns of the vast majority of Americans.
Yeah, last thing. So Elizabeth Warren sent a nice tweet about our interview saying Young Turks have been challenging the Republicans and Democrats for a long time and was proud to go on there. Bless her heart for sending that and sending out the interview, right? Mm-hmm. It was hundreds upon hundreds of comments. So I started reading them. The bots are back. Now I'm absolutely certain. Before I was like, I don't know, who knows, right? I'm like, it kind of looks weird. It doesn't feel real, but I can't tell for sure, right? You guys heard me say that, right? Mm-hmm. So now I know. One, there was like dozens upon dozens. I stopped reading, but there was dozens upon dozens of references to an obscure article about how we raised money from 4 years ago. You all read that article?
No. You know what's amazing? Christian brought that up out of nowhere. Christian, my husband, was like, did you guys get like a big loan or a donation from like a Republican guy?
The fucking propaganda is out there and the bots are back.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing, okay? And then finally, my favorite was there was about three women in a row who wrote, oh, did you know Cenk was an anti-feminist, anti-something else, libertarian when earlier in his life? Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, first of all, I've never been a libertarian, so that's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, you could make an argument that I was anti-feminist back in college when I was a Republican, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So they got it from somewhere, right? I'm like, so three different women got it wrong that I was a libertarian. They all posted back-to-back tweets, and they all have pictures of young white women, or sometimes, by the way, black too, as their Twitter picture. The bots are back.
Okay. Twitter is a fucking cesspool. There is nothing good that comes out of Twitter these days. Nothing.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about fake news. And by the way, those are not Republican bots.
Those are Democrat
bots. Those are establishment Democrat bots. Remember, David Brock admitted that his Correct the Record PAC would send out bots during the primaries. They're back this early. This early and attacking us because they think we're going to back a progressive candidate. Because who cares about us? It's not about that, it's about power.
Right, right.
And they think that we actually have now a big enough audience that we could sway elections. So we have to make sure that we cut them off at the knees before they convince people to vote for progressives instead of corporate Democrats. So go watch, go look for yourself, man. You go look on that tweet, look at all over the thing, and you're gonna start to see, oh wow, a lot of the tweets are similar. That is interesting, right? And when they say similar things that are wrong, ding, 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 we've got a bot. Fascinating. All right, guys, so we gotta go. Aggressive progressives are next. If you think we're aggressive, you guys know. We'll see you tomorrow.